WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new television series Condor, which begins on the AT&T Audience Network June 6th, is a spy thriller starring Max Irons, William Hurt, and Mira Sorvino. It's based on the 1975 film Three Days of the Condor and the novel that inspired it, James Grady's Six Days of the Condor. Our critic-at-large John Powers had seen the opening episodes. He says in addition to being entertaining, it got him thinking about how our ideas of intelligence agencies have shifted over the years.
Near the end of Philip Roth's novel, Operation Shylock, the Roth figure meets a Mossad agent who makes light of the modern penchant for conspiracy theories. It's a paranoid universe, the spy tells him, but don't overdo it. Hollywood never overdid it more than in the 1970s. In the years after Richard Nixon's tarnished presidency, movie screens were flooded with conspiracy thrillers, from Chinatown and the Parallax View to All the President's Men. One of the most enduringly popular was Three Days of the Condor. This 1975 hit starred Robert Redford as a CIA analyst who becomes the target of his own agency. And to escape an assassin played by Max von Sydow, he winds up forcibly enlisting a complete stranger, played by Faye Dunaway. This Hall of Mirrors story has been updated in Condor, a gripping new series on AT&T's Audience Network. Transposed to D.C. from New York, the show stars British actor Max Irons as analyst Joe Turner, who writes terrorist-hunting algorithms for the CIA under the eyes of his Uncle Bob, that's William Hurt, an agency bigwig whose in-house nemesis is played by Mira Sorvino. Joe stumbles across information so volatile it gets all his office mates killed and forces him to run for his life. As before, he shanghais a woman, here a lawyer played by Catherine Cunningham. But less creepily, she's at least someone he's been on a date with. He must try to survive long enough to figure out who to trust, who wants him dead, and why. Alas, Joe is no Jason Bourne, only a brainy guy with deep moral qualms about his work. Early on, his CIA pal Sam takes him into the agency's war room and tells him that his algorithm has flagged a possible terrorist, Ammar Nazari, who's carrying a menacing suitcase and is headed somewhere. Here, Joe slowly grasps what's going to happen.
But Sam, is that Conquest Field?
Mm-hmm. That's where Nazari's been working as a janitor for the past 6 weeks until your program flagged him.
The program I designed was supposed to screen employees at high-profile targets in the Middle East and Europe.
Joe, your uncle has been running with this all by himself.
Bob is running this?
We had no idea. So if you have an issue with it, you take it up with him, but you do it on your own time. Nazari right now is on his way to a stadium filled with people as we speak.
So you have a state trooper pull him over. You search the car.
What if he detonates it?
Detonates what?
Exactly. What is it? Is it nuclear, biological, chemical? We don't know what, but why are we going to give this guy a chance to pull the trigger?
Okay. Wait. You're going to kill him, aren't you? That's what this is. That's what this room is, right?
That's why you're here.
Now, Condor differs from the original movie in several ways. Most obviously, that Irons and Cunningham can't match the charisma of the alluringly aloof Redford and the spiky Dunaway. It's not their fault. Both are quite good. In fact, Irons, the son of Jeremy Irons, has never been better. Yet there's no way that up-and-coming actors can pack the oomph of movie stars who carry themselves like they know they're at the shimmering peak of their fame. Then again, it's fun to see how the passing decades have changed things. The rogue agents menacing Joe are no longer bent on grabbing Middle Eastern oil fields, a plot reflecting the 70s energy crisis, but are obsessed with Islamic terrorism. The high-tech equipment used to trace Joe in 2018 is vastly more Big Brotherish than it was in 1975, whose state-of-the-art spyware now seems comically primitive compared to a cell phone. And talk about shifting gender roles. Von Sydow's Euro-cool professional killer has morphed into a sociopathic hitwoman, played by the actress Leem Lubani. Still, the crucial difference between the movie and Condor lies in their relationship to our culture. 3 Days of the Condor would have fit snugly in a 1970s time capsule. It perfectly captured liberal America's paranoia about the misuse of government power in the wake of Watergate, the officially explained assassinations of Dr. King and the Kennedys, the FBI's targeting of the civil rights movement, and revelations about the CIA's role in toppling governments. Back then, conservatives usually defended the intelligence services in the name of national security, expressing outrage that pop culture portrayed them as tools of immoral repression. These days, the paranoia cuts in a different direction. President Trump and his followers assail the intelligence agencies for being the guardians of what they call the deep state. This, the argument goes, is a shadowy network of entrenched bureaucrats, high-level politicos, and financial elites who actually run things, no matter who gets elected president, and who defend their power by any means necessary. Ironically, the right now talks about intelligence service conspiracies, while the left looks to former agency heads like Robert Mueller and John Brennan to tell the truth about what's going on. You find none of this political topsy-turvy in Condor, at least not in the episodes available for preview. Indeed, it seems to be caught in an earlier era, unlike, say, the last two seasons of Homeland, which, for all their nuttiness, speak to our historical moment. Condor's an entertaining show, but it's just a show. No one will ever put it in a time capsule.
John Powers writes about TV and film for Vogue and Vogue.com.